Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Good morning to you watching by way of the internet, and good morning to you on the radio or wherever you're watching or listening today. We thank God for you. We thank God that you're here, joined us to find out and learn a little bit about healing and how we can stay healed, get healed, and walk in divine health all the days of our life. You know, God's promises are true, and God has promised us good health. He said above all things, you think about this, in 3 John 1, 2, He says above all things, I wish that you'd be healthy, above all things, that you may be in health and prosper, even as your soul prospers. And so as our soulish realm, which is our mind, our will, and our emotions, as that begins to prosper in and through the Word of God and start understanding what God said in His Word, my mind now starts to prosper in the things of God, then my whole body starts to prosper, and I start living the life that God has told me to live. So let's just go before the Lord today. And Father, we come before you and we give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. Lord, we lift up your Son, our Savior, His precious, mighty name, Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, that He is the Messiah. And we thank you, Father, you said, Father, through your word, that whatever we ask in your Son's name, it would be done so that our joy would be full. So we thank you for that. And we pray in the name of Jesus. And we thank the Holy Spirit for being with us, for leading, guiding, and directing us. He is the ultimate teacher. And He is the author of the Bible. And we just give you the praise and glory. And we thank you that you will never leave us. You will never forsake us. And nothing, your word says in Romans 8, nothing can separate us from your love. Not height, nor depth, not principalities, not powers, nor sin, nor sickness, nor anything can separate us from your love. And we thank you, Lord, you said goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our lives, and you will never leave nor forsake us. So we're in such capable, such brilliant good hands. We give you praise and honor in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. You know, last night I was talking a little bit. I don't even remember what the message was, but I know it was a powerful word because half the time I didn't remember saying things that I said or having them written down. And God gives me the words through the Holy Spirit. Then I realized, yep, we're hearing from God. And I remember saying this one thing, that when I became a child of God, as most of all of us have, we have to learn a new language. I call it the language of redemption. It's the language of redemption. That's what the Lord's given to me. The language of redemption. I used to know another language. You see, redemption means redeemed from the curse, redeemed from hell and the grave, redeemed from all the evil that the world has to offer and the curse brought with it. I've been redeemed. The language of redemption speaks contrary to the curse, contrary to the devil, contrary to the world. Now, I call the language of the curse, the unredeemed, I call it the language of the curse. So either you speak in the curse or you speak in the blessing. And Jesus himself said, you know that a tree or a spring ought not to be producing curses and blessings out of the same spring. Same with a tree. A tree shouldn't be producing good fruit and healthy fruit and also rotten fruit. It produces one or the other. And we have to make a decision in our lives and change the way we think and speak differently to the way we used to when we were unsaved. Our unsaved language, not the language of redemption, our unsaved language is I'm sick, is I'm broke, is I cannot do it, is how are we going to, is my marriage is ruined. That's the language of the unsaved or the language of the curse. However, The language of the redeemed is this: by the stripes on his back, I am healed. Jesus became poor so I could prosper. So all of that taken into consideration, you need to decide, do I speak the language of the curse or the language of the blessing? The language of hell or the language of heaven? There are no three languages yet. Amen. And so, some people are actually proud in the fact that they're bilingual. Now, it's good. I'm bilingual. I know English and I know Afrikaans. And so I know two languages. Some people are kind of proud of the fact that they're bilingual in the spiritual realm. They speak the blessing and the curse. And when they speak the curse, you say to them, why do you say that? And they say, well, I'm just being a realist. And what that means is you're denying the truth of God's word. When he said you're healed and you're saying you're sick and then you call yourself a realist, no, you're speaking the language of the curse. Now, I'm not getting down on anyone. I'm trying to train us up so that we know how to make the switch. Because you've got to always remember, God's word is so clear, so precise, so true and so pure. You have to remember that God, in his wisdom and understanding of what he created and who he created and how he created us, he understands that the thing that you think in your heart is what you're going to live in your life. But now, how do I get those things in here? What I meditate on, what I'm concerned about, what I consider. Remember, Abraham considered not his own body now being dead, but he believed that the promised child would come. He had that child when he was 100. He did not consider the alternative. So as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. But then the Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So whatever's in my spirit, whatever is in my, it's actually the subconscious. That's where your theology, your belief, and everything is in your subconscious. It's underground, sub, like a submarine. Whatever is in there, I'm going to speak out of my mouth. And according to 23:7 Proverbs, I'm going to live what I speak. So it's vitally important to speak the language of the redeemed. Say, the language of the redeemed. The language of the redeemed. Now, that's what we need to learn to speak. Now, it's not easy. Don't be bilingual and say, well, sometimes, I used to speak to some people in a church, a very good church, a word church, like us. And the people in that church, they had a saying. If I said, how are you doing? They would answer me with the redemptive language and the unsaved language. They would say, well, in the flesh, this is what's happening, but in the spirit, I'm good. That's a double-minded man. Now listen, I'm not saying deny there's a situation. But what you do deny is its right to exist in your life. Because of what Jesus, the Son of God, our Lord and Savior, accomplished and did for us at the finished work of the cross at Calvary. So I don't deny sicknesses wrecking my body. I don't even deny hurricanes are coming. I prepare for hurricane, but I don't agree that there's a hurricane season. There's a time when hurricanes gather and they do come. I agree with that. But I don't give it a place in my life that it's the season. This is hurricane season. No, I've got four seasons. And hurricane and flu season are things that are brought in by the curse. So I don't deny that there's flu. I don't deny that there's hurricanes. But I don't live according to what the people are predicting and saying about me. I have to live in that season. I will be part of that season. But I will not live in fear. I will take the word of God and say, look, I understand that you will protect me no matter what comes. But we don't deny these problems. We deny its right to exist in our lives. That's why I said 1,000 will go down on your left and 10,000 on your right, but it won't come near you. So the language of redemption, don't be saying it's hurricane season. Just say, hey, you know what? This is a time of year where I prepare my house. I cut my trees down. I check my shutters. I do all of that. I'm prepared. And that's it. Leave it be. Leave it be. The same with flu season. You know what? I know that there's a time now in the world, winter's coming and things like that, and people are more prone to getting part of what's in the curse, flu. Well, I'm prepared. I'm prayed up. I'm dressed up properly. I'm eating correctly. Hello. You know, a lot of people just put anything in their mouth, anytime, day or night. And they wonder why sometimes they have blood problems, they have heart problems, things like that. We've got to be responsible with these temples that belong to the King. And so I'm not saying you can just walk out there, live like anything and expect to be protected. No, you've got wisdom. You have the mind of Christ. Use it. Amen? But don't use it with fear. Don't go in and say, it's hurricane season. No, you say, you know what? It's a time of year when things do get a little bit crazy. I'm prepared. I've taken the precautions I need. Now I stand in faith. Amen. And so what I'm trying to teach us right today is that there is a language of redemption and there's a language of the unsaved. Don't be double-minded. If you say, well, in the spirit I'm doing okay, but in the flesh I'm not so good, that's a double-minded man. And in James 1, especially up to verse 8, he says, a double-minded man will receive nothing from God because he's like the wind that's tossed to and fro. He's to and fro. He's a double-minded, unstable person. So when you're saying one thing on this hand and you're saying another thing on that hand, you're speaking redemption and curse. So you can't be doing that. You've got to say, okay, I give up the language of the unsaved. I'm not going to be bilingual anymore. I'm going to have one language, and it's going to be the language of the redeemed. And if you want to be bilingual, you have the English-speaking words that line up with God, and you have your heavenly language. That's where your bilingual language is. Don't have your heavenly language, praying in other tongues, your English language, or Spanish, or whatever it is, praying the word of God, and then the language of doubt, unbelief, and unsaved. I hope I'm getting this through to us. So we need to drop one of the languages that we have been brought up with. And one of those languages belongs to the unsaved and belongs in the curse. So when you say, I'm broke, no. When you say, I'm sick, no. Drop those words. I've got a great way for you to do it and to test it. The next time you say, I'm sick, I want you to add something at the end. I'm sick in Jesus' name. Amen. And you're going to feel, whoa, your spirit's going to bounce. The Holy Spirit's going to jump. And you're going to say, no, I know that's wrong. I'm broke in the name of Jesus. No. You say, I'm healed in Jesus' name. Yeah, that fits. That's a fit now. That works. If you're born again, you can do that. Amen. Come on. And so learn the language of the redeemed. So I've got a message today. This is we're talking right here about, we're in healing school. And this is healing 101. This is just so basic, but so vital. You know what happens? When you watch two teams in the Super Bowl, how did those guys get to that Super Bowl? All the other teams didn't, but two teams did. They're all great teams, all of them that were battling to get there. But when you're watching a team, two teams battling it out in the Super Bowl, what are you watching? You're watching the people that master the basics. They are the masters of the basics. And you need to learn to be a master of the basic word of God so that when trouble hits you, you're not in a flat spin and a panic and what do I do, where do I go, how do I do it? Get it in your spirit, practice it, learn it. Let it become like in golf. They say it's muscle memory. Muscle memory that you don't have to think anymore. It just happens. It's muscle memory. Let that become the word in your life. Let it become like the muscle in the brain memory so that when something hits you, instead of cussing now, you say, I praise God that I'm healed.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Good Country homestyle cooking is found at Crossroads Restaurant. Your place for beef and pork roast, chicken and dumplings, fried turkey breast with lots of veggies and salad bar. Family owned and operated since 1991, Crossroads Restaurant is open 5:30 to 2:30, Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 7 to 2:30. Takeout orders available. Crossroads Restaurant, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, located on Highway 70 at Posey's Corner, available at 863-763-8333. You won't be disappointed.